Firstly, it's a huge vote of confidence in Greater Manchester from the primary resilience organisation in the world. It gives us access to funding, which is really, really good in these difficult times. It also gives us access to a worldwide network of resilience experts, which means that we can learn from people who have developed resilience in circumstances that are often very different from Greater Manchester's, but which actually areas that Manchester might benefit from. So clearly Rotterdam, who have suffered from flooding on a number of occasions in the past, will be able to help us. But more importantly, it's about Manchester being able to share with the rest of the world the things that we're really good at.
And like you say, you know, you mentioned flooding there, and that is something that suddenly, I say, crept up on Greater Manchester out of nowhere, and we need to be better prepared for that.
Absolutely. It's as the weather is worsening, as these things are happening to us, we're finding that our infrastructure is coming under greater pressure. So what we now need to do is look for innovative ways to tackle the problems that are coming to us. Some of these problems, as I say, have been prevalent in other places for many years, and they've been able to develop answers and opportunities that perhaps we haven't, because we've not had the problem. So this is a really great opportunity for us to learn from other people.
It's interesting when you sort of look at Miami, and when you look at their risks and their shocks that they list, flooding is top of the agenda.
Exactly. It just shows that whilst there are lots of differences between cities, there are also huge amounts of things that we've got in common. So the world of resilience is a fascinating one, because there are changes right across the world.